We welcome you to Grace Bible Church this morning. We're glad that you are here. In our call to worship, I want to draw your attention again to Mark chapter 7, where the Lord was speaking to His disciples, and He said, speaking of the Pharisees and the Sadducees, "Howbeit in vain do they worship Me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men. For laying aside the commandment of God, ye hold the tradition of men, as the washing of pots and cups, and many other such like things ye do." And He said unto them, "Full well ye reject the commandment of God, that ye may keep your own tradition." And then He gives us an example of what He was talking about, and He takes us to the fifth commandment of the violation that was taking place. For Moses said, "Honor thy father and thy mother, and whoso curseth father or mother, let him die the death. But ye say, if a man shall say to his father or mother, it is Corban, that is to say a gift, by whatsoever thou mightest be profited by me, he shall be free. And ye suffer him no more to do aught for his father and for his mother." Now what is interesting to me is that we have an example here that they were worshiping God in vain, and one way they were doing that was taking the commandment having to do with children honoring their parents and crafting it, changing it, and saying that you don't have to honor your mother and father. Instead, you can do certain things religiously that would change God's Word, that would make that commandment of none effect. Now, what were they doing? They were training up generations that would not honor their father and their mother, following religious instruction, but it wasn't necessary. Now, folks, this is serious. Our worship to God is affected in how we approach His Word. That commandment is very clear. Honor thy father and thy mother. They made it so that children did not have to take care of their mothers and fathers by bringing honor to them. Rather, they could keep the money for themselves. And they would say, "My keeping of the money and not caring for you is a gift to God. Corban. Me not taking care of you, I decided to give my money to God. And therefore, I am keeping His Word because I'm giving this gift to God. And I'm not going to take care of you. I don't have enough money now because I gave it as a gift to God." In other words, teaching people how to excuse the commandments of Scripture. Folks, we are living in that day, very much in that day, where we are taking God's commandments, we're watering them down, they don't really mean what they say. We have a different interpretation of what they mean. And so now lying is condoned, covetousness is condoned, adultery is condoned in our churches today. Where you'll have situations where, I've used this illustration before from a local church here in our community, where the wife and the children sat over here, and over here was the husband with his girlfriend sitting over on the other side, and nothing was ever said. It was condoned, sanctioned by silence. Let me tell you something, folks. We have a responsibility. Our worship of God is affected when we don't take His commands literally. When we start to water them down, the worship of God is watered down, and it becomes of none effect. As He said of the worship of the Pharisees, "They worship Me in vain." I would imagine that if I were to poll you this morning and ask you, said, "How many of you want to worship God today?" Every one of you would say, "I want to worship God. I desire to worship God today." But we have to also understand that just saying that is not good enough. The Pharisees wanted to worship God too. But Jesus said of their worship, it's in vain, because they take the commandments of God and they exchange them. They substitute their commands in place of God's commands and put it in religious words that sound like Scripture. Does that sound familiar? It sounds like Scripture, but it's not. It is a watered-down command. May God help us to take His Word literally, to accept His commandments. And God says, young people, and all of us that are here, we're to honor our parents. And we're to fulfill what God says in regard to honoring our parents. We're to obey them. We're to honor them, we're to lift them up, and whenever they get up in years, we're to reach out and to take care of them, because that's our responsibility. And we cannot excuse and say, well, I'm sorry, I can't do that. I gave my gift to God. And so therefore I cannot care, I cannot honor my parents as I should. When you do that, don't talk about worshiping God, because you're worshiping Him in vain. May we take that message to heart today as we seek to worship Him.